free, no obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-895-8559. That's 1-800-895-8559. 1-800-895-8559.
I'm Kelly Grant for CNBC Radio. Good luck getting the best price online. A recent Northeastern University study found that many big retail and travel sites show different price results for the same item, depending on who was conducting the search and on what kind of device. To figure out if you're getting the best price, start with the tried and true, a price comparison search using an engine like PriceGrabber.com or Nextag.com. Once you've picked a likely contender, check that retailer's price using different browsers and experiment with the private browsing features on each. If you're shopping on a laptop, then check to see what price your tablet or smartphone pulls up. Logging into your account with that retailer instead of checking out as a guest can also make a difference. Be careful about clearing your web history of the cookies that track your searches and retailer visits, though. Some sites' algorithms push lower prices to users whose history shows repeat business or significant price comparison searches. If that's the case, scrubbing your history will erase that deal, too. You might even try calling a friend in a different location to see if they're getting a better deal. I'm Kelly Grant, CNBC.com for CNBC Radio.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, aunt, son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. You could save.
Your friend, teacher, boss.
So learn FAST, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague.
Spot a stroke FAST. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Risk. How much risk are you willing to take? Have you ever noticed when you're talking to your broker, you sometimes are talking about two different things? Let's talk the word risk. What does that mean to you? Is it a set of specific mathematical definitions and equations, often with percentages thrown in? Does that formula answer your questions about risk, or does risk mean something more? Market swings do influence investment decisions, but shouldn't take away from how you assess long-term financial goals. Risk is not the same as volatility. Call Certified Financial Planner Nancy Fleming of Fleming Financial Services and let her help you find what's right for you. Nancy Fleming has over 20 years' experience and is one of a select group who have met the rigorous and ethical requirements to earn the designation of Certified Financial Planner. Call Nancy today to schedule your free risk evaluation, 480-632-8770. Make sure you have your financial future on track for the new year, 480-632-8770, or visit FlemingFinancialServices.com.
Laura Bramnick is a real estate agent and a real estate attorney and a consumer advocate. If you have distressed property, a possible short sale or foreclosure, you need more than a real estate agent. You need a good attorney. You're not alone. Laura can help. For more information, visit TalkRealEstateAZ.com or call 480-624-2705. That's 480-624-2705. To talk with Laura, call 480-624-2705.
This show is brought to you by Discount Tire. Your low-price journey starts at Discount Tire.
The information and opinions expressed in this broadcast are intended to address specific questions asked or situations described on this program, and are not designed to constitute advice or recommendations as to any disease, ailment, or physical condition. You should not act or rely upon any information contained in this broadcast without seeking the advice of your personal physician. If you have any questions about the information or opinions expressed during this broadcast, please contact your doctor.
Good afternoon, Arizona. It's time for Doctor Talk with Dr. Belinda Barclay-White, a board-certified radiologist who specializes in breast imaging and breast-related issues, and Dr. Carrie Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. This show is about your health care, your well-being, and your life. Get the latest information and answers to your questions from nationally recognized physicians and healthcare experts. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's Facebook.com/Dr. Talk. It's time for Dr. Talk with hosts Dr. Barclay White and Dr. Bordinko.
Welcome to another Saturday edition of Dr. Talk. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy weekends to tune in and listen to us. I'm here in the studio today with Dr. Belinda Barclay-White, my co-host. And on the phone, we are going to have Dr. Alfred Johnson from Johnson Internal Medicine Associates joining us later today. He's going to be our leading expert on the topic of mold exposure, which is probably most of the listeners going, that's an unusual topic. Why would you even want to talk about mold?
One of the old adages, ignorance is bliss, right? If you don't know about it, it's probably easier. I have a story about mold. We were on a trip, and I was in a wine cellar in Chianti, and we walked down into the wine cellar, and the place was covered in black mold. And at the time, I didn't know about black mold, so I was in awe of all the old wine bottles. But half of the group was American, and the Americans immediately rushed out of the wine cellar screaming, black mold, black mold. But not knowing anything about it, I was very happy.
Right. So, yeah, we want to tell our listeners a little bit about why people run out of the wine cellar yelling black mold today. Black mold obviously being the really obvious mold that made a lot of media attention back in the 90s and 2000s. There were some large class action lawsuits, and unfortunately there were some deaths related to it, which really brought it into the public eye of how dangerous mold can be. And it's not just, you know, seeing it growing around your shower. It's actually doing harm to some of our listeners out there. And that harm can be unfortunately confused, even in the medical community. They can be misdiagnosed with neurological problems. They can be misdiagnosed with gastrointestinal problems or even things like asthma and respiratory problems. And unfortunately, you know, we don't know enough about it. So that's why we've got one of our leading experts with us today, who's going to help us understand the basics of mold, how to get some good diagnosis going as far as what do you ask your physicians, what can you do about it to get a mold tester in the house, and then lastly, you know, what are some of the treatment options out there? Because it's a scary topic once you start to talk about it.
Absolutely. So, Carrie, are you going to introduce Dr. Johnson? Because I have the first question for him.
Yeah, actually, let's get him on the air so we can start asking questions. So Dr. Johnson is a physician in Texas in the Dallas area, but he is a DO, which is a doctor of osteopathic medicine, board certified in internal medicine and women's health. He's a graduate of the William Jewell College in Liberty, Missouri. And then he went on to complete his internal medicine residency at Southeastern Medical Center, North Miami Beach, Florida. Sorry, Dr. Johnson, your resume is so long, I'm trying to edit it out. He currently holds licenses to practice in the state of Texas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Florida, and Illinois. But I know you take a lot of patients from around the world, so he's a lot of experience. And just want to talk about some of your certifications as well. Fellow of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, Fellow of the American Academy of Disability Physicians, Board Certified Eligible in Internal Medicine, and Texas State Board of Medical Examiners. So great long resume, but we're here to talk about mold, and I think you want to tell us a little bit about, you know, why you got into this area of medicine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. My interest arose out of really seeking the cause of illnesses, not just giving a medicine and saying, oh, this will help with the symptoms. It's kind of like the infectious disease guy, finding the exact bacteria. And what I've found over the years is that many environmental factors affect a person's health. That includes the food they eat, the air they breathe, the chemicals they may be exposed, and what's in your house. And that's exactly what we're talking about today, is the mold, not only the spores, which are the allergy, but what those spores produce, which are toxins, chemical toxins that are neurotoxic, that affect your nervous system and your whole body.
And I think for a lot of our listeners, they're familiar with what mold is. They probably think, well, this isn't in my house. And, it's obvious when you see it growing, but I want to make sure that we're helping our listeners understand that this can be a hidden problem that is not very obvious. So what are some of the first initial symptoms that someone's going to experience if there may be a mold exposure?
Well, they experience a headache, nausea, just not feeling good, malaise, fatigue, cough, respiratory symptoms, and this will vary. It'll flare up when they go into a certain area, It may be their home, or maybe a certain room in their home. It may be the work environment. So they notice the change in their health status after they avoided the area for a while.
I know that for a lot of people, the topic of mold is probably not considered mainstream medicine. You probably get a lot of people that really question, is mold really causing these symptoms? Because we do like to give the more traditional diagnoses to people. In your experience with how many people you have search out help through your organization and through your clinic, how many of them, how long does the average person suffer before they find out that it is mold?
Well, most of them have seen, you know, 5 to 10 different physicians, antibiotics, antihistamines. Standardized treatment has not helped them, and they continue to have whatever the trigger area may be, whether it's their lungs or their headaches or their nervous system. And they're coming trying to find out the cause and effect relationship. Why am I feeling like this? And as we will discuss, there's ways to diagnose it and to then treat it.
So is it more common in people that suffer from asthma, or is it just confused with asthma?
The people that are affected are those that are more allergic, and that may include asthma, seasonal allergies, and those people that have hypersensitivity to different fumes and odors, such as scented products.
Okay.
Is there a season to mold exposure? Is there a time of the year where you see it ramp up and this becomes more of a problem and awareness that we should have?
Yes, and it's typically during the damp seasons, because mold requires moisture to grow and to produce their toxins. Now, as they dry out, sometimes they'll release the spores, so you think the dampness is over, but then the spores are released and you notice the illness produced by it.
But that becomes a different illness, correct, when the spores are affecting us?
Right, that's the allergy part. But that's you can have an allergy component to mold as well as the toxin component to mold, which is the chemical. And as I tell patients, you can't see mold behind your wall. You couldn't see a skunk behind your wall, but the skunk really produces a very noxious odor. Molds produce a very toxic chemical substance in the right conditions.
I like that example. That's really good. Because we don't believe in what we can't see half the time, right? So
exactly, unless it's a skunk there.
Yeah, exactly. And let's hope we don't have any skunks behind the walls. But we're going to come back in the next segment. We've got a lot of information for our listeners today on mold exposure, a little-known topic, not a lot of information, really readily available on the web. I am going to direct you to Dr. Johnson's website, which is Johnson Medical Associates in Dallas, Texas. He's posting a lot of stuff. And you also have a Facebook page, correct, Dr. Johnson?
I do. It's Hyperbaric Centers of Texas is also a website, and they have a Facebook page with that on it that tells different stories about people that have mold exposure, have been treated for mold exposure, and their experience.
Okay, great. After the break, we're going to come back and talk more with Dr. Johnson. Remember, you're listening to us on Dr. Talk Money Radio, 1510 AM, 99.3 FM. And don't forget to look at our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Dr. Talk.
Do you have a new breast lump or breast-related finding? Or do you dread having your annual mammogram? Call Arizona BreastNet today for an immediate appointment and consultation with a doctor who will give you your results at the time of your visit. At Arizona BreastNet, you will never have to wonder, worry, or wait. Get your results today. Their all-female staff provides you with years of expertise and immediate results in a clean, state-of-the-art spa-like facility that respects your mind, your body, and your time. Call 480-314-7600. That's 480-314-7600. 7600 for an immediate appointment, or visit them online at breastnet.net for more information. At Arizona BreastNet, they understand your needs because your needs are their needs.
Join board-certified and personal physician Dr. Carrie Bordinko every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. on Money Radio 1510 a.m. and 99.3 FM for Doctor Talk, where we put healthcare back in your hands. Each week, we'll have a full panel of nationally known medical experts as guest speakers, taking an in-depth look at the issues that affect us all and matter most. Tune in this Saturday at 1 p.m. for Doctor Talk.
When you're driving down the road, the last thing you want to think about is tires. Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed with the right tire for your vehicle. We carry the world's best brands of tires, all at everyday low prices. At Discount Tire, we're not just about tires, we're about people. We'll get you the right tire for your vehicle to help keep you safe on the road. Stop by any Discount Tire store for a free air pressure and tire safety check. Your low price journey starts here. Discount Tire.
Your healthcare, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
So welcome back to Dr. Talk. Dr. Carrie Bordinko and myself are talking to Dr. Johnson, Dr. Alfred Johnson from Dallas, Texas, and we're talking about a little-known topic, mold exposure. So, Dr. Johnson, can you start by telling us how we might know that we are being exposed to molds, dangerous molds or non-dangerous molds? What are the common symptoms of mold exposure?
Common symptoms of mold exposure may vary. It can include simple itchy eyes, runny nose, chronic congestion, persistent cough. Many people have seen the doctor. They've been treated with antibiotics, other things. Antihistamines not necessarily effective, and the symptoms persist. The most common way to really understand it or to people experience it is by actually visually seeing mold growing in the air ducts, under the sinks, or they discover water leaks. So where there's moisture, mold needs moisture to grow, and so they have a water leak or a flood in their house, air conditioner drip, and they start investigating the drip, and they find there's black, fuzzy stuff growing behind the walls, in the attic, under the sink, under the carpet, or under the floor.
So we live in Arizona, which is very, very dry, and you're in Dallas, which is the opposite. Does that affect the incidence of these more dangerous molds, or dampness anywhere across the states, the same story?
Well, dampness is the same story. It's just tends to be overlooked more in the drier states like Arizona. And I have quite a few patients from Arizona, and they do get downpours of rain. And, of course, you don't pay attention to the roof leak until it leaks, and you don't know it leaks until it rains. And then if it stays moist in that area, then molds will grow if it has the right environment, which is sheetrock, wood, fiber material. Mold will grow, and then when the next time around it rains or it gets humid, it stimulates the growth again, and then that mold not only puts out spores, but it puts out a chemical which is called a mycotoxin, which is actually a toxic substance that affects the nervous system.
So is everyone exposed to that mold likely to have problems, or are only certain people sensitive to the mold or to the toxin?
What we know from research just in general about people and allergies is that about 40% of the population is allergic. Those people, that 40%, tend to be more sensitive to all kinds of things, including mold toxins or mold spores. They're exposed also to pollen and dust, and they may also be exposed and more sensitive to perfumes, scented products, cleaning products. So those are the kind of the canaries of the mine, so to speak, canaries of their environment. They're the ones that may be affected first and become sicker with exposure.
And Dr. Johnson, when you were talking about what you can see, how mold likes to grow in the environment, you basically listed out all the normal building materials for everyone's house in the United States. So clearly the medium to grow is ripe in everyone's household or even in an office building. I think a lot of the media attention that's come out over the last 20 years or so when we start talking about mold exposure has been some of these big court cases related to school systems or office buildings that have had mold. And that seems to get more of the attention and not so much the individual who has a house with mold. What are, obviously the roof leak is an easy one, having to recognize it. Are there any other telltale signs that a person could go back to their doctor with and say, you know, I haven't noticed a leak, I haven't seen a big hole in my ceiling where water's running through, but I think I want to talk more about this or find an expert related to this. The symptoms are kind of all over the board, like you said, respiratory, allergy-type symptoms. Is there anything else that might be an indicator for our listeners?
Most definitely. If you've been away from your house for a while, say on vacation, and you come back and you notice there's a bad smell in the house, or the house creates a headache when you come in, or you start getting some of your old symptoms back that mysteriously got better when you went on vacation, then that's a good sign that that environment is not healthy for you. The same thing happens in the workplace. If you go on vacation, you go back to the workplace, and you start getting that old chronic headache back that you had, then the person needs to start looking at what's the problem with the indoor air.
And for our listeners, I mean, this is, once again, a little-known topic. Wouldn't you agree that our medical community doesn't know a lot about mold exposure? So they're not going to be able just to walk into the general primary care's office and go, I think this is mold, and probably get a treatment for it. You know, what are there some websites out there that you guide your patients to? Because I know you take care of people not only in, obviously, Texas and the U.S., but internationally. So are there some good, valid resources out there where people can look to get more information on mold exposure?
Yes. My website, johnsonmedicalassociates.com, has a section for mold. You can Google black mold, and it'll come up with all kinds of different areas. The government actually produced a book. The Institute of Medicine published a book called Damp Indoor Spaces and Health, which is written in technical terms in some parts, but it's very understandable. It points to the problem of allergy with mold spores, how you look at damp indoor environments, and what actually the toxins do. Now, we're most familiar with mold toxins from food contamination, where you get moldy corn and people may eat it or animals may eat it and get sick. That same toxin is airborne with molds that grow in the house, the black mold, such as Stachybotrys, Aspergillus penicillium, Cladosporium, are all ones that can produce black mold toxins.
So we're about to go into the break now, but hold that thought. I'd like to ask you, is all the mold only black mold that we have to worry about? Because there are lots of other molds, but maybe we can answer that question when we come back from the break.
Most definitely.
now, a break for an update on the latest news from around the world on NBC from Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rob Schmidt. Rallying in D.C. today to bring attention to the deaths of unarmed black men at the hands of police, those participating in the Justice for All rally marched from Freedom Plaza to Capitol Hill, where Reverend Al Sharpton addressed the crowd.
We didn't shoot anybody. We didn't choke anybody. We don't come to Washington as shooters and chokers. We come as the shot and the choked, asking you to help deal with American citizens who can't breathe in their own communities.
In California, the cleanup is underway from a major storm that soaked the drought-stricken state before moving east.
And I looked out the window, and the street was like a river.
A rare tornado that briefly touched down in South Los Angeles also triggered cleanup efforts. This is NBC News Radio.
This is the sound of skiers in the backcountry. And these are hikers out on a trail with their new gear from REI. At REI, we know you love the outdoors. And here's something else you'll love. Great deals on outdoor gifts for the holidays. Save up to 30% on selected items each week, now through December 17th. Shop your local REI or go to REI.com.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This show is brought to you by Discount Tire. We carry the best selection of tires and wheels at everyday low prices.
Your healthcare, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
Welcome back to Dr. Talk Radio. We are listening, or we are talking today, we are listening actually, to Dr. Al Johnson from Johnson Medical Associates out of Dallas, Texas. He is a nationally recognized expert in the topic of mold exposures and what you can do to diagnose and treat this. So we want to thank him once again for joining us today. And right before we left for the break, we were kind of talking about the different types of molds that were out there. I think, Belinda, you wanted to ask him the differences between molds.
Yes. Is it only black mold that we are concerned about, or are there other molds that are also in the mix?
Well, there are other molds that are in the mix, most definitely, because you can have exposure to, like, rhizopus, which is an outdoor mold that grows on decaying wood. But it also can occur indoors, and in certain circumstances, it too can produce toxins, which are the mold toxins that can affect the nervous system. The most noted of the black molds is the Stachybotrys, which was first written up in the literature relating to children and respiratory problems and bleeding from the lungs, and there were some deaths. So it's a topic to be taken seriously. To educate yourselves about if you're living in a damp indoor environment or have had water leaks. And it's been my pleasure today to talk about this.
But inside the house, then, most of the time we're talking about black mold as being the dangerous one. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
So for our listeners, you know, they're hearing these symptoms that you talked about in our prior segment, you know, that you can get a wild constellation of symptoms that can be anywhere from an asthma-like presentation or respiratory to, you just mentioned, neurological. So it could be confusion, memory loss, sleepiness, fatigue. I mean, I do know from working with you, Dr. Johnson, the symptoms are all over the board. So how can we narrow this down for our listeners? How can they find out if they might be a victim of mold exposure, either through testing, environmental testing on the house? Let's cover that one first, and then we'll talk about how they as individuals can get testing for it.
Yes, well, if you've had a water leak or you've seen moisture, areas of moisture, stains, soft, spongy walls, that type of thing, you can have an indoor air quality person come in and test your house. They're a hygienist that do this. There's certification for testing for indoor environments. It's best to use a certified person. And then you need to ask them questions like, do you believe mold grows behind the wall? If they say no, then you don't want that person, because that person only is looking for mold spores that may be in your house, but not really investigating your house or building or what may be hidden, which is the mold behind the walls.
Do they actually have to go in and take down walls to figure out if it's growing behind it?
No. What they can do is they have little instruments that pick up moisture. And there's cheap ones, and then there are expensive ones. You want them to have a expensive meter. About $1,000 for that meter, because the cheap ones miss it. Then they have sucker devices that they can poke a hole in the wall or take the faceplate off your electrical outlet, put the little tube behind and suck air out and see what kind of spores they get from behind the wall. Some molds are dormant, and in those cases, yes, you may have to cut a hole in the wall, take a look back there and find out what's there.
And you're not saying to the listeners that just because they do find the mold or find the spores that they're necessarily going to be sick, or that even, I think Dr. White was talking about it earlier, that not everybody in the household may have the same symptoms or get as sick. Certain people will be genetically predisposed to get sicker. So just finding it alone is not going to be really good enough to give you a diagnosis. Is that correct?
Right. No, that's diagnosing the house. Now, that's would be a sick building, so to speak, in that it has mold where it's not supposed to have mold. Now, the individuals in it may or may not be affected by it. And what triggers most of this is somebody is ill, somebody's not feeling well, and they aren't getting better, even though they're seeing doctors and having tests run. Then you need to start looking at environmental factors. Which one of those would be mold in the building?
So if we have if we've confirmed mold in the building, and we have someone that seems to have symptoms indicative of mold exposure, what is the next step? Are we talking blood tests, urine tests? How does one go about diagnosing that person?
Yes, you can do blood tests to look at mold sensitivity. There are two types of typical test used. One is called IgE, which is the typical allergic reaction that causes itchy eyes, runny nose, skin rashes, asthma. And then there's IgG, a test which look at delayed reactions or inflammation and helps document that, yes, you've really been exposed to a certain type of mold.
So, but is that specific? I mean, a lot of us have increased IgE, maybe IgG for other reasons, right? So,
specific IgE for molds.
Okay.
There's specific labs like Commonwealth Lab that run tests for sensitivity to Stachy, to Cladosporium, to Aspergillus, Penicillium, Rhizopus, you know, all different types of mold. There's probably 30 different types of mold you can get tests on.
Okay.
Is this going to be a test, Dr. Johnson, that the average primary care doctor is going to know about or be able to find information on, or are they going to have to search out a specialist from this point?
Yeah, they're probably going to have to search out a specialist, And most, even the specialists, just look at the IgE component. And the IgE component misses a lot of mold reactions because mold sets up an inflammatory response more often than it does a true allergic response. And so if you're like head prick testing, which is done on your back, it may pick up IgE but is not real sensitive and will miss mold sensitivity. You need to have intradermal testing done on your arm, which is much more sensitive test to pick up mold sensitivity, and then the blood test help confirm that and confirm the exposure.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners don't like the idea of having a lot of needles put in their arm or their back at this point. Is there anything they can do that's not as invasive? I know there's been some new technology out there regarding urine samples that can help us understand mold exposure now as well.
Right. And let me back up just a minute. When you get exposed, there's three things that basically can happen to the individual. They could become allergic, which is what we've been talking about from skin testing or blood testing. They can become infected, which usually occurs in your sinuses, and you have chronic sinusitis, and you get mold in those sinuses and can have infection from the mold. And then thirdly, you become toxic, where the toxins affect your system, and that's where you can measure these mold toxins by a urine test. And, of course, that's the simplest thing, is to donate a urine sample and have the urine analyzed for mold toxins. Currently, we can analyze for three different kinds of toxins. Real-time Labs is the only lab that I know that is doing it at this point, and they're located in Carrollton, Texas.
I'm sure a lot of listeners would much rather donate a urine, as you said, to figure this out, but obviously those are the big three that they're testing for, correct?
Right. They test for ochratoxin, aflatoxin, and triclosazine, which are related to the major molds that are indoor contaminants, which is Stachy, Aspergillus, Penicillium, and Cladosporium.
But just to recap, they may not have toxins in their urine, but they can still be affected by molds and have symptoms. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's the allergic component, and they may be manifested the same way.
Okay, so we can start with a urine test, but it's not necessarily the answer, correct?
Right.
Yes.
So when we come back from the break, we're going to have more with Dr. Johnson. He's going to give us, you know, what are some of the treatment options? We haven't really talked about that yet. So more on mold exposure after the break. Thanks for joining Dr. Talk.
When you're driving down the road, the last thing you want to think about is tires. Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed with the right tire for your vehicle. We carry the world's best brands of tires, all at everyday low prices. At Discount Tire, we're not just about tires, we're about people. We'll get you the right tire for your vehicle to help keep you safe on the road. Stop by any Discount Tire store for a free air pressure and tire safety check. Your low price journey starts here. Discount Tire.
Join board-certified and personal physician Dr. Carrie Bordinko every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. on Money Radio 1510 a.m. and 99.3 FM for Doctor Talk, where we put healthcare back in your hands. Each week, we'll have a full panel of nationally known medical experts as guest speakers, taking an in-depth look at the issues that affect us all and matter most. Tune in this Saturday at 1 p.m. for Doctor Talk.
Do you have a new breast lump or breast-related finding? Or do you dread having your annual mammogram? Call Arizona BreastNet today for an immediate appointment and consultation with a doctor who will give you your results at the time of your visit. At Arizona BreastNet, you will never have to wonder, worry, or wait. Get your results today. Their all-female staff provides you with years of expertise and immediate results in a clean, state-of-the-art spa-like facility that respects your mind, your body, and your time. Call 480-314-7600. That's 480-314-7600 for an immediate appointment, or visit them online at breastnet.net for more information. At Arizona BreastNet, they understand your needs because your needs are their needs.
Your healthcare, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
So welcome back to Dr. Talk. Dr. Bordinko and I are talking to Dr. Johnson, Dr. Alfred Johnson from Dallas, Texas, and we're talking about mold exposure. So just before we went into the break, I'd just like to clarify the difference between a mold toxicity versus a mold allergy and how you test for those things in the blood and in the urine. Just for our listeners, could you clarify that one more time?
Yes, the mold sensitivity is due to the spores that you inhale or come in contact with in your nose and throat. And that is tested by either a blood test, a skin test, to tell about the sensitivity part. The toxic part is a chemical that sticks to your fat and affects the nervous system, and it is tested by a urine test to tell exactly what type of toxins you may have in your system.
And for our listeners to understand, we talked about in the last segment, you know, not all physicians are going to be familiar with this testing. It's not a common problem, but it's obviously a very serious problem, which is why we have you on the show today. So what are some of the treatment options? We're going to go back and also talk about how to find a physician, but you've been diagnosed with this. What are they looking forward to as far as the treatment to get this mold out of their body?
Yes. Well, the first very important step is avoidance. So if you find mold in your house and you have the toxins in your system and you're very sensitive and you're getting symptoms when you enter your house, you need to leave your house. Now, many of the things in your house may be contaminated also with the mold spores or with the toxins, and people that are very sensitive cannot tolerate those items unless it's cleaned up and has been remediated.
So you're talking about their personal belongings, such as their bedspreads, their drapes, their clothes being contaminated?
Exactly. Furniture. Yeah, they just need to leave everything there. Then if you take something out, it has to be cleaned. I tell people if they're doing it themselves, they need to wear a mask. They need to go in and put their clothes in a trash bag, take them to the laundromat, wash them two or three times, and then typically they're okay. Other things have to be vacuumed with HEPA vac or cleaned with special cleaning processes.
I would think for most of our listeners, hearing that is quite a blow. I mean, to say you have to leave your belongings and your house is not an easy thing to tell someone.
No, it's not. And, of course, it varies with individual situations, but if the contamination is severe, what ends up happening is they take it with them to their next spot.
Right.
And contaminate it. So until you figure it out, it makes sense just to withdraw yourself and get it figured out, have a mold expert come in, talk to remediation companies, and I wouldn't just take one person's word on it. I'd have a couple come in, look at it, and look at the bids. The one important factor is that if you had a water leak, your insurance company may cover it.
But
most insurance policies will not cover, quote, mold, but they will cover damage from water leaks.
Exactly. I was just going to bring that up. I know a lot of policies, since a lot of the litigation that happened in the late 90s and 2000s, there were some pretty prominent lawsuits that happened around the country regarding mold litigation. A lot of them have now excluded that from homeowners' policies.
Yes, but if you find the water leak, the source of the moisture, and that has caused damage to your house, that typically is covered in a policy.
Well, good luck, right, on claiming that. I'm just
That's the best way to approach it.
Yeah,
sure. So if you leave the environment, so you get away from the toxin is what you're recommending, how much is that of the treatment for someone? Does that get them 80% along the way? What do they need to do next? What's the next step in treatment?
Yeah. Well, that depends upon how long they've been exposed. The longer you've been exposed, and if it's mold that produces toxins, then you store those in your body. So if it's been a short-term exposure, a few weeks, then leaving may be all you need. And your body calms down, you get it cleaned up, you're able to go back in the home. If symptoms persist, then most likely you become sensitive and you've had some toxin exposure, and your urine test will tell you that, whether you had the toxin exposure or not. If you had the toxin exposure, then you have to help your body get it out, and it sticks to the fat cells, the nerve cells. So you use antioxidants like vitamin C, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, glutathione supplements to help get this out of your system. If there's been damage then to the nervous system, then time helps repair that, and sometimes we have to use hyperbaric oxygen therapy to help the nervous system heal and to force the toxins out of the cells, because they stick pretty tightly. The hyperbaric speeds up the metabolism and helps kick it out.
Now, hyperbaric is used in a lot of areas of medicine. So it's not that it's that unusual. Of course, I think most people relate it to diving accidents where people are put in a hyperbaric chamber if they've come up too quick. I don't know how many of our listeners know the other roles for hyperbaric. So could you tell us just a little bit, explain what hyperbaric is for our listeners?
Yes. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment is used for the bends, as you just described. Has 14 approved indications by the FDA for medical purposes, which mainly include wounds in diabetic patients, but it also includes acute carbon monoxide exposure, acute hearing loss, and acute drowning, so that it helps preserve the brain and the tissues in those situations. It is used in numerous other areas for treatment to help the nervous system heal. It's used in concussions and brain injuries in autistic children, in reflex sympathetic dystrophy, in bites like snake bites or spider bites. Any place where there's been lack of oxygen for one reason or another, it helps heal. Sports injuries where you get swelling and it can't get good circulation to the area, it helps those tendons and muscles heal quicker.
I'm familiar with it in healing. It helps to heal, breast cancer wounds that won't heal, etc. So we do...
Exactly. Radiation damage to both the skin and the bones. So, and one of the areas where I use it is in the toxic effect of the mycotoxins. It helps get the toxin released from the tissue because it sticks very tightly because of the fat, and then it helps the healing of the nervous system tissue, the brain, and the other nerves once the toxin is out of the body to regain normal function.
So everything I'm hearing from you, Dr. Johnson, says if someone identifies this mold exposure, they have some symptoms, they need to search out a qualified medical professional who has experience in this, because they're going to know about hyperbaric oxygen. They're going to know about the antioxidant therapies that you also referenced. It's not going to be probably mainstream for their primary care. Once again, what are some good resources for our listeners to look for a specialist in this area? Obviously, we have Johnson Medical Associates in Texas, but are there any other national websites we can offer up to our listeners?
Well, there's a couple organizations out there. One is the Pan American Allergy Society, and the other is the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. And both of those groups are familiar with mold sensitivity, mold exposures, and the main treatments for it.
So I have one question for you. After listening to all this information, there's a lot of people that are going to be very concerned that they may be exposed to mold. Is there, if one tests the IgE in the blood and it's not raised, can you be fairly sure that mold isn't your problem? Is there one simple thing you can do or not?
No. The best thing is to really pay attention to your body.
Okay.
And if you're not feeling well in a certain environment, then you have to say why. If you're looking for a blood test, the two best blood tests are an IgG test for molds.
Okay. Okay.
And the urine test looking for the toxins.
Okay.
And I think those, I mean, yeah, those are the most important points we can leave our listeners with today to understand if you might be a victim of mold exposure, where you can look at next. So, Dr. Johnson, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Dr. Talk today. Hopefully, we've enlightened our listeners to a new topic about mold exposure. And I want to remind everybody to visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Also, you can go to drtalkblog.com and join the conversation. We appreciate your time on Saturday joining us once again and hope you will join us for future shows on Dr. Talk Radio, Money Radio 1510 AM and 99.3 FM.
You've been listening to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. If you missed any part of this show, please go to moneyradio.com and listen to the audio archive. For additional information or to have your questions answered live on the air, send an email to drtalkaz@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in to Dr. Talk this and every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM. The information and opinions expressed in this broadcast are intended to address specific questions asked or situations described on this program and are not designed to constitute advice or recommendations as to any disease, ailment, or physical condition. You should not act or rely upon any information contained in this broadcast without seeking the advice of your personal physician. If you have any questions about the information or opinions expressed during this broadcast, please contact your doctor.
I'm Peter Schachnow, CNBC Radio. Consumers aren't the only ones benefiting from the recent plunge in oil prices. The airline industry is also a winner in a big way. According to figures from the International Air Transport Association, the airline industry will end the year with a net profit of $19.9 billion, 10% higher than the group had previously estimated. And for 2015, the industry is projected to earn $25 billion. This will be the fifth consecutive year of profitability for the airline industry, with that return to profitability driven in past years by the prevalence of baggage and other fees. But those lower oil prices definitely get the credit for this latest surge. Fuel represents about 30% of an airline's operating costs, and prices are down more than 40% from their peak back in June. And the International Air Transport Association says consumers will benefit from this, predicting airline fares will fall more than 5% next year. Peter Schachnow, CNBC Radio.
Are you in the stock market, invest in bonds or commodities, thinking about currencies or emerging markets, or how about annuities and real estate? Hear about all of it in one place only, so you can make informed decisions, right here at Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
Market Wrap with Mo Ansari is your daily source for financial news and analysis. With over 30 years of trading experience, Mo shares his thoughts on the markets, answers your financial questions, and features guest experts from around the world covering a variety of investment topics. Visit MarketWrapWithMo.com for more info about the show and listen to Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
Weekdays at 5 p.m. on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
Life gets better because of technology. Profit and Pleasure can make life happier. The program, Happiness, Opportunity and Technology, explores connections between technology-oriented investing, productivity, and satisfaction with life. I'm John Barnabas, inviting you to join me on Tuesday at noon for HOT, Happiness, Opportunity and Technology, where the menu always has selections of interest to investors and consumers. HOT, Tuesday at noon on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM is KFNM Mesa Phoenix. Time to take a break from our regular programming for some sports excitement from the end.